VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Don't look now, but 50 years ago today, 50 years ago that the imagination of the entire world, not just the United States, was captured by a man's takeoff and eventual landing on the moon 4 days later and led to Mission Commander Neil Armstrong's immortal words. Two of the three Apollo 11 astronauts will return to the exact spot on Tuesday from where they flew to the moon 50 years ago. NASA invited Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins to the Kennedy Space Center to mark the anniversary. Mission Commander Neil Armstrong, who took the first lunar footsteps and whose voice you just heard, died in 2012. It kicks off 8 days of golden anniversary celebrations for each day of Apollo 11's voyage. A feud is escalating between President Donald Trump and Democrats after the president launched what some consider to be racist attacks against four congresswomen of color, telling them to go back to where they came from. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Widakusara has the story.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
This is VOA News. North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting